The question is asked in halacha regarding the yud that's made out of leather that is attached to the tefillin shel yad. Does it have to be attached to the box? And if so, how often does it have to be attached? Maran and Siman Chav Zayin write, Yesh li zahir. One should be careful shelo tazuz yud shel hakesher mehatefillah. He says one should be careful that the yud of the tefillah shel yad should not move from touching the box. The Mishnah Berurah says, ubezohar parashat pinehat machmir be'od be'anyan zeh. Not only proper, but the Zohar is very careful and warns that it should be touching. And then he says, v'yesh machmirim, and there are those that are machmir, v'gam kishehen v'toch kisan, sirichim nizahir v'zeh shelot tazuz kelan ayut. Not only when you're wearing it, but the opinions hold, even when it's folded and put back into the kuracha, the yud of the tefillin should always be touching the box. This opinion is brought down in Sha'arei Teshuvah. He says it's by the opinion of Sharmei Sivur, Shebesefer Zer Zahav, from the Rabbi Ma'aritzemah. And therefore, one should check the tefillin immediately to see if the yud is touching or not. That there's an advice. In order, you should never have problems that the yud should move away from the box like it does in most cases. One is permissible to take what's called a gid, which is like a string, and they take it to the sofer, and he ties it. Exactly. He ties the yud to the box. Now, even though some of the poskim has brought down in Sha'arei Teshuvah had a problem with this gid, this is what we call it, a gid, because they were placing it underneath the box, so there was a problem of hatitza. The gid was touching the skin, and therefore the tefillin was not touching directly, so there was a problem of hatitza. However, the way we put the gid in, doesn't go from underneath. It goes in and around. And therefore, the halakha, Hacham Ben Sion said, it's proper for a person to get a gid, to tie his yud to the box. This is also brought down by the Kaf HaChaim. So halakha l'maaseh, either get a gid to keep the yud touching, or check it yourself and tighten it to see to it that it is always touching the box.